When it comes to improving perceptions of safety in Gauteng, policymakers must focus on what drives the public's sense of insecurity. This is according to an analysis from political scientist Sharon Arnold and Dr. Shamiksa Singh, who focus on water quality and urban sustainability at the Gauteng City Region Observatory, or GCRO. They write that the South African public widely perceives Gauteng as an unsafe place to live and work in, with the province accounting for 25% of all murders, the highest proportion of any province. Well, we welcome both Shannon and Shamiksa to the program. A very good morning to both of you, and welcome to Radio Islam International.
Good morning. Thank you for having us.
So, Shannon, let me start with you. To what extent is the perception about Gauteng as a province being unsafe based on facts versus perception?
It's a good question, and I think that's partly what interested us in pursuing this research. I suppose we didn't answer that question directly, but what we can say is that there is a coming together of fact and perception here. There is no doubt, given the quarterly stats reports from SAPS, that Gauteng is an unsafe province, especially in terms of contact crimes, so your kind of violent crimes, as we would say it as lay people, so your murder, assault, grievous bodily harm, that kind of thing. What we have seen in our research is that overall, many people in Gauteng perceive themselves to be unsafe. Only 22% of people in Gauteng feel safe. So I do think there is an alignment there between high rates of crime, which we have all come to know, as well as just the generalized feeling of unsafe.
So, Shamiksa, what's your thoughts on what are the core issues that drive insecurity when it comes to Gauteng?
So we looked at different factors that may drive these perceptions of unsafety, including demographic factors like race, gender. We looked at age as well as income and dwelling type, so whether you lived in informal or formal housing. And we found that one of the main drivers of perceptions of safety and in turn unsafety was income. So people who had lower income had higher perceptions of unsafety. And this could relate to the fact that if you have a higher income, you can pay for private security, you can relocate to safer areas, you might have more formal housing. So one of the key factors driving these perceptions of safety and unsafety, and even actual safety and unsafety, was income.
So Shannon, I mean, Gauteng is a province. How much of variance is there from region to region, area to area, when it comes to these perceptions and even the stats?
So I think Samiksha's a key point there is about the relationship to income. And what we see is the variance across wards is typically your higher income wards, so the northern suburbs of Johannesburg, many suburbs of Tshwane, and then some of your other, say, higher income municipalities like Midval, they tend to range from feeling neither safe nor unsafe or safe. It's really important to mention, though, that no wards across the province did we find to did the respondents say that they felt very safe. So I think that's really important in terms of how we figured out the safety index that we used. And then what we see on the other end of the spectrum is that wards that have, say, lower income groups, which are on the periphery of the province, in our rural periphery, as well as pockets in the inner core, so around inner cities or surrounding Soweto, tend to be, or also surrounding Sandton. So you have that relationship between a very safe ward, perhaps, that has a higher income, and then alongside that, you have an unsafe ward that has a lower income. And typically, we also saw then a relationship with that lower income and an element of informality. So that's kind of the pattern that we saw across the province.
Shamiksa, when it comes to Gauteng, what are the dynamics that play a part? On the one hand, it's a smaller province, but on the other hand, it's the most populated province. Is that one of the contributing factors to insecurity and to these kind of perceptions? So are they, is it more than that?
Yeah, I think that's a good point. I think the province is the smallest by land area, but a third of the population live here. Our main economic activities are here. So we have such a diverse range of people and work options here. And that could drive this when there's so many people and there's a lack of housing and things like that, that could influence people's perceptions. And I think this province is very nuanced compared to other provinces because of it being a main economic hub, people coming here for work, needing housing, things like that. So, yeah, I think that's the reason why people are here and what this province means for the country is one of the reasons why these perceptions are the way that they are.
So, Shannon, I mean, what do we do with this kind of information, with these stats, with these perceptions? How do we use this to improve and to plan for the way forward?
Well, I think that's a really good question in the sense that there's been a lot of pressure on SAPS to move towards evidence-based policing and also pressure on government through specific like security institutions, think tanks, that kind of thing, to start thinking about security in a more holistic way. The relationship between perceptions of unsafety and income shows not only that those people in lower income groups may be exposed more regularly to crime because they cannot afford to protect themselves, which is the point that Samiksha made earlier, but they may also be exposed to other elements that make them feel unsafe. So your safety is not only just about whether you're exposed to violence or crime, it's also about how you feel in yourself and in your home. So there's been a push for government to start thinking about other elements of security, so what we call our human security. Access to food on a regular basis, a safe shelter, work, among other things. So it is a holistic sense. We need to think about security in a holistic sense in Gauteng, as well as in the evidence-based policing sense. So our stats can help us identify areas that are particularly unsafe, which then would maybe incentivize us to then look at those areas and do further research on finding out why the residents feel this way. And from there, you can then make better policy choices.
All right, Shannon and Samiksha, we thank you both for your time this morning. Really appreciate you talking to us.
Thank you so much for having us.